Then they'd have potatoes, baked potatoes, you know, sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And then put them in a
oven
and break out coals, you know, on the hearth light.
Uh-huh.
And set that down on that, them coals.
My mother used to bake sweet potatoes in it, and she used to bake biscuit in it. She had ones really real cold. She'd cook on the fireplace sometimes.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, and she didn't have to, but she just cooked it, you know,
yeah.
It'd be warmer.
Yeah.
And she cooked it.
These youngsters now wouldn't put up with the way we grew up.
Too much work, you think?
Yeah. And a lot of this, I don't know how it is down there in Georgia, but a lot of this robbing here, you know.
Uh-huh.
And these high school students, it's going to have money, they don't even know where it's going.
Yeah.
Some of it.
And the other, a lot of them, it's me and them. Maybe haven't got a job or don't want a job, and they get out and steal things. But I didn't make my living that way.
Do you remember, say if you were going to start a fire, how would you do that?
Start a fire?
What wood would you use and so forth?
Well, I'd have me some kindling wood, some little fine wood. I put it down in the bottom of the stove, and then I'd pour me a little coal oil on it, and then put my big wood in on it,
uh-huh.
And stick a match to it.
What if you were using it in a fireplace? What would you lay the wood across on?
Is it what they call dogarns?
Uh-huh.
They're built. There's iron that comes back here, and it's got a leg on it about that high.
About 3 inches?
Yeah, and there's one that's in front here now. Of course, it fastens on, it's welded on to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out here, and there's a leg on each end of that. And then in the middle, this one comes up all about that high.
6 to 9 inches high?
Yeah, something like that. Keep the wood from rolling out in
uh-huh.
the floor.
Right, that wood across the tail.
And then there was a space under there, you know.
There's a what?
Space under there. It come up off the floor about that high, off of the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Put your kindling wood under that, get it started, and then catch your wood.
Yeah. Yeah, you might say have a big piece of wood.
Well, they'd have a, what they call a bat stick. It would be maybe that big around, sometimes bigger. Just depends on how big your fireplace was. They'd put it in the back.
Uh-huh.
They'd call that the back stick.
You said?
Then they'd put the little wood in front. Well, that back stick, you know, is back there. It would make the heat come out in front here, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when that back stick got burnt, till it was a little and all burnt up, then they'd roll it out.
Mm-hmm.
In the front, put another in the back, and put a little wood in that.
Yeah. That back stick was about 10 inches in diameter?
Yeah, maybe sometime that long. And about maybe 10 or 12 inches around it.